I'm outside of a small office building in Centennial, just south of Denver, waiting to meet with Mickey Trost.
Mickey, hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Yep.
No shaking hands?
No shaking hands.
Trost is the Strategic Communications Director for the State Emergency Operations Center. This is where agencies from public health and homeland security to the National Guard are coordinating the response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Yep. So every person who comes into the building and goes upstairs must do a health screening.
Or more specifically, everyone has to get past Paul Eller. He's the support services chief for the operations center, and he's in charge of screening.
All right. Any dry cough?
No.
Shortness of breath?
No.
Sore throat?
No.
Nasal congestion?
This is not a test for COVID-19, but I do get my temperature taken.
All right. 98.7.
That's normal. If it was over 100, I'd have been turned away. After a short elevator ride, I followed Trost into a room that's a hive of activity, but with spaces between workers in keeping with social distancing.
So this is the State Emergency Operations Center.
Big video screens on the wall light up the room. One tracks the number of positive coronavirus cases and the counties where they are, including tallies on people who are hospitalized. The information comes from local health departments.
And then that's how we put together this broader state picture on what do we need? How do we get those resources? Where do we send them? What absolute support do they need? And can we work with our federal partners on meeting resource needs in the form of funding or additional resources?
That's how the state is tackling the crisis.
Where should we do the mobile test sites?
Or allocate PPE, personal protective equipment, like masks and gloves for health workers. The list goes on.
How are the hospitals impacted in each of the areas? So all of these numbers impact the response at the local and state level.
Colorado's first coronavirus case was announced on March 5th. Since then, the virus has become widespread in most areas, not just Denver, but also in ski country, where infection rates are the highest in the state. That's why on March 15th, Governor Jared Polis ordered that resorts close.
I feel like have seen an incredible shift since some of those big drivers of tourism closed their doors.
Birch Barron is the emergency manager for Eagle County, which includes the Vail Ski Resort.
Our county went back down to, you know, from our peak resort population of around 150,000 during the winter, back down to about the population that we see during non-ski season times, which is about a third of that.
And Barron thinks that massive change helped make a dent in the spread of coronavirus. But it didn't stop a surge in cases in the county. Supplies of protective equipment were drawn way down.
We are already in a place where we had healthcare providers down to zero surgical masks, for example, or down to points where they were using expired equipment or using equipment that was not necessarily the one that's medically indicated.
So Eagle County turned to the State Emergency Operations Center. The state's own stockpiles are dwindling as leaders look to the federal government for help, but they're not getting as much as they need. A recent federal allocation of tens of thousands of masks, gowns, and face shields will only last about a day. More federal aid is expected, but will it be enough? That question is what's driving closures and orders to limit contact with people, according to Governor Jared Polis.
And in many ways, I couldn't have imagined that our nation's response could have been so slow. Like many governors of both parties across the country, I'm furious that as a leader of the free world, we're being forced to close down businesses and restaurants and bars because the United States, unlike South Korea, unlike Taiwan, didn't have enough tests, enough personal protection equipment or ventilators to properly manage care for those who would get this virus.
Meanwhile, hospitals and health departments around Colorado are asking for donations of equipment, even hand sanitizer. And new data from the Harvard Global Health Institute says hospitals will be stretched to their limits as the virus spreads, which is already happening in New York and California. Birch Barron says that could soon be the reality in Colorado.
But I think that as we see this virus get more widespread, not just in Ingle County, but in Colorado, you're going to see the percentage of those patients that actually have critical needs in the hospitals. That number is going to go up. And all of us are in conversations with the state about how we set up field hospitals and put cots and stretchers in open spaces. And setting up cots and stretchers is the easy part, but having nurses and doctors there to take care of those patients if we get to that point.
All of this brings us back to the Emergency Operations Center in Centennial. Mickey Trost says the office has responded to floods, wildfires, and other crises. Coronavirus is uncharted territory for the workers here.
Absolutely. It is different than any other emergency that we've worked on. And, you know, one of the big pieces is that without the buy-in from all of our community members, we can't make the difference that we need fast enough.
For now, the jury is out on just how much measures like stay-at-home orders will slow the spread of coronavirus.
And we're asking people to modify their actions greatly, but it's for the safety and security of everyone in their community and the United States.
And those on the front lines of the crisis insist that such measures are now as critical to fighting the virus as the supplies themselves. Michael DeOanna, KUNC.